Youth Radio Alt Reality. Explore the world. Explore yourself.
About gender equality and human rights. I personally find this theme especially hilarious for several reasons. Mostly because of feminists. And off the bat, I'm gonna deflect a part of hate in my direction, saying that feminism is needed in countries that value women less than men, which does not apply to the majority of countries. Also, feminists from the first and second wave are respected, because they actually fought and sometimes even risked their lives to get access to things like equal education in universities and wearing trousers. But modern feminists not only act more like misogynists, but also take the credit for the actions of first waves. And clearing out the water, misogyny can be applied both ways. For the ones who don't know, misogyny is a term for open hatred of any gender, not the opposite, mostly binary. When I use the term misogyny, I'm talking about the KAM movement, which stands for Kill All Men. It's hilarious seeing them brag about the quote-unquote new scientific way for a woman to get pregnant using bone marrow, and that men are useless now. Unbelievable. They never bothered to check the misinformation they spread. Firstly, scientists tried it only on female mice, and even those babies were so dismorphed that they couldn't even live on their own. And I'm not even talking about people. Second of all, they don't understand what men have done and proceed doing for the humanity as a whole. I can say just a few examples and they will already override their arguments, and it won't even be close. As an example, they, feminists, post that info using phones that men have invented, living in a building designed and built by a man, lit using the electricity invented and provided by men. I personally did nothing off of that list, but right now I'm speaking for men in general, mostly to educate, of course. Be uncanny talking about feminism and not bringing up wage gap. Starting off strong, it does not exist. And no matter how sad the statement made you, it is true. And there's quite a bit to unpack. It's funny to see feminists attempt to answer a basic question that goes along the lines of if women are the same as men biologically and they get paid less for no reason, then why do people on the top of the pyramid don't hire only women? The answer does not exist, because the conditions not only are not real, but are most likely impossible. The reason of so proclaimed wage gap is mentality. Biologically, men are more likely to prioritize career than women, and that, funnily enough, originates from the ancient times of simple technology, when mostly men were hunting, fishing, and exploring, shortened risking their lives. Nowadays, taking the statistics, in top 100 companies, only 7 of them have CEOs as women, which is the result of men sacrificing their personal lives for a high-end career, making big money, making big changes. Also, interesting that in many crafts, professionals are mostly men because they're more determined and attached to their job, as when women don't put in the hard work and hours to reach the peak. It does not mean that women can't prioritize career, neither does it mean that a man can't be a good parent or basically take care of the children, but what it does mean is that most women don't want to or don't have the strength to do it. This sharp business puts a lot of pressure that most women are unable to stand and surpass to succeed. Lastly, lowering the scale of arguments and simplifying the thought processes. Women can get pregnant. Hope this didn't surprise anyone. What I'm implying is that if they do get pregnant, they will have to be provided with a paid time off, which in this case is a long time and overall is not economically good for a company to pay for a worker to do nothing. That is more or less it. Hope this changes at least a few minds. And just pointing out that I spoke nothing but facts. And if I did, it is mentioned to be my personal opinion that no one has to agree with. Congratulations, you've survived through me rambling about gender equality and human rights. If you look like a tomato about to explode of anger, here is a friendly reminder to take your chill pills. And hear you later.